Bob Rowe, AOPT president. Happy birthday. Happy 50th birthday to the Academy.
Really exciting.
I mean, you get to sit in a really cool chair in a profession with a bunch of people who've done something for a long time. Getting people together once is difficult. Keeping them together is infinitely more difficult. And the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy has been around for 50 years.
Bob,
it's
always a resource.
And it's been the work that the Academy has done over the years has been phenomenal. And we want to make sure that we continue that, that we continue on the tradition and
about the job.
You know, we want to continue to help patients, you know, make this better, you know, organization, better profession, and, you know, having a great impact on society.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a membership organization, of course, we're always focused on, you know, the members. You know, what are we doing for the members? And so, again, very focused on how can we do the best we can to provide great opportunities for our members in terms of their learning, providing practice resources, and you know, whatever it is that they feel like they need to be better clinicians, which is, at the end of the day, what everybody wants.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, Sharon Dunn says it better with a Louisiana accent. She says, better together, better together, Jimmy.
That's my sister. Sharon's my sister, you know.
She's walking around here, and I was like, it's unique because she always had an entourage because she was president for so long, right? And she was doing it. Now she's, I'm like, what are you up to? She goes, nothing.
Right.
Just absorbing and being being a PT, being here at CSM.
Well, it was great serving. We got elected to the board the same time.
Uh-huh.
And we came off the board at the same time, APTA board. So it was phenomenal. And we grew up together in Louisiana, you know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of, you know, both within the LPTA, the Louisiana Physical Therapy Association, and then you know, she was in faculty in Shreveport, and LSU faculty in Shreveport, and I was on faculty in LSU in New Orleans. And so we had joint, you know, admissions, we had joint curriculums, and so we had, you know, lots of touch points. And, and so we really had a very, we have a really close relationship.
Yeah.
So it's been great. It's been a great path.
It's great to see those faces, and 50 years is a long time, but it's also like you've got people who've been around for all 50 years,
that's
and they're
correct.
Able to give you a really great perspective, and that's why we sort of study history, we keep history alive, is you don't know what you got until you didn't have it or you lose it, right? So when people say, hey, we've got as much as we want to complain about stuff, 15, 20, 30 years ago, it wasn't this way, it wasn't always this way.
Right.
So in the next year, AOPT is going to be sharing a lot about the history of the last 50 years. So you guys are going to do the smart move. I know, you know, some girls like to do like birthday week or birthday month. AOPT doing birthday year.
That's correct.
And then celebrate that milestone. What are some big moments from you that come to mind as you were able to just in the beginning just look back through history that resonate with you?
So the obviously, the formation is the Big Bang. You know, that started it. And so that was incredibly important. And then, you know, the one of the things that I think was a game changer for us was the CPGs.
And I
was fortunate enough to be in the room when that happened. You know, I love that saying, in the room.
In the room.
And so when we were in the Riverside Hilton in New Orleans in 2005, and we were in a boardroom, and we said, like, as a board, we need to do something great. What are we going to do great? Let's have a generative conversation. And that from that conversation came the idea of doing CPGs. And so, I mean, that was a game changer for the whole profession.
But if you joined the profession in 2006 or beyond, you didn't know what it was like not to have them.
Correct.
So that's why it is good to know, like, they didn't always just exist.
Right.
They weren't just always a thing.
Right.
So clinical practice guidelines, I remember the first time I learned about them, I was in PT school. I was like, wait a minute, someone's already done this heavy lift for me, and smart people have looked through all this, and they're giving you, not telling you what to do, they're guidelines.
That's correct.
Because I remember saying, they're just going to tell us what to do. No, these are guidelines.
Right. Yep.
So that's a resource that AOPT gives away and gives to the profession, a gift to it.
Yeah.
Stanley Paris was a guy I was hanging out with yesterday. He's been around for a little while with AOPT as well. So it's like, wow, these people were there since the formation.
Well, he is the foundation.
He's the founder guy.
He's the founder. And so, yeah, absolutely. He started this.
Yeah. Which is why we spell orthopedic funny. It's a nod to Stanley. It's like orthopedic, you know, because he's from down, like, Kiwi, from down under.
The old English spelling.
Yeah. So as you look forward, what are some of the things you look forward to that you'll get to do with the Academy? What are some things that that are in the works that you're able to tell us about now that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, you know, during this year, we have so much that we're planning, and we're going to be doing a lot of rolling out in 25, and I'll share a couple of those things. One that's really already started, and it's in its infancy, but it's going to just continue to get better and better, is the Payment Consortium. It's a collaboration with APTA Private Practice, and it's just going to make a huge difference to the profession, because, you know, when we ask our members, you know, what are your pressure points, you
sure.
know, and no matter who you ask in physical therapy, payment is always in the top five. And for our members, I think it's probably even closer, maybe higher, you know, within the top three. And so we have to do something to improve payment. And I don't think it's just about payment. When they say it's payment, they're talking about their administrative burden. They're talking about their
sure,
lifestyle. They're
it.
Talking
right.
about, you know, patient access. They're talking about the quality of care they can provide. And so it's all of those things. And we believe that, you know, so if we prioritize, you know, let's provide high quality care, let's provide higher, more improved access for patients, and then payment is one way to get us there.
Yeah.
And so that's a big initiative. And we're going to spend a lot of time and a lot of money, to be honest, on that.
Yeah.
And working with Private Practice, they're a great partner, and we're really excited to be working with them, and APTA, too.
Yeah.
So it's really a three-part collaboration.
That's great.
Between the three of us. The other thing that specifically for us, we've created tremendous, really great educational activities, you know, for our members over the years. But we're gonna take a step forward and put all of our educational material on steroids, and we're going to enhance them digitally,
yeah,
and make them more fun, make them more engaging, make them more accessible, and so all of that's, you know, going to happen within this year, 24, and we'll be rolling it out in 25. And
that's
so
great.
It's exciting to see where our educational activity is going to go.
Yeah.
We're doing a lot of work behind the scenes with developing improved ways for the orthopedic residencies, you know, how to help more programs get established and provide more resources for the programs that exist, providing resources for DPT ortho faculty, and you know, help them to be able to feel more comfortable and you know, be able to perform this at the highest level possible too.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of activities going on.
Well, I think it shows the width and the breadth of who the members of AOPT are, right? It's clinicians, yeah. is probably the easy one, or the one that's
yeah.
probably most prominent, but.
Right.
Teaching the teachers and educators,
correct.
Of course,
yeah.
there's always a student component to that, because
right.
they're
right.
eager to learn and be
right.
around.
Right.
If you took off your AOPT hat, and we talked about Brooks,
yeah.
and we're at
okay.
CSM right now, but you've got a symposium every year that comes
yep.
up.
Right.
I've been there a couple times.
Yeah.
And you put a couple of those things into action, which is you're always asking, like, well, how can we make this a presentation? How can we sort of
yeah.
have some fun? How can we approach it from a different direction?
Right.
When you're looking at, I was just asking some students who were walking by, and I eavesdrop a lot here at CSM, you can do that. And they were looking at a booth around the corner, and they were talking about residencies and fellowships.
Right, right.
And the thing that always comes to my mind is, from someone from your perspective working at Brooks, what are the qualities that make a good candidate for a residency or a fellowship?
Yeah, I think somebody who's committed to lifelong learning and somebody who's really committed to providing the highest quality care to the patients, Those are the two of the things. But then the other thing I always tell people is, show me your passion, show me your grit, show me your commitment. Because if you can give me, you know, 100 people with passion and grit and commitment who really want to make a difference, who
sure.
want to be change agents,
yeah,
want to be positive disruptors, I can change the world.
Yeah.
So give me those people. And
yeah.
I'll take them every day.
Well, you said show me your grit, show me your passion. Does it always have to be clinical in nature, or can it be outside the box?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, 100%. And so because, I mean, we, as a profession, I mean, we're so diverse, as
yeah.
you said. And so it's not just about the clinical competence. I mean, you have to do so many things to be successful within our profession. And so, yeah, I mean, you're 100% right. It's got to be, you know, we got to look at the big picture here.
Yeah. What's a trend within the profession that actually gives you excitement, gives you hope? What's something that you're hearing about just now, and you might not know where it's going, but you're like, hey, this feels like it's something that is going to help the profession, the clinicians, the people in it, and the people we serve? Anything that comes to mind?
You know, now that you're asking me, I'm drawing a blank.
Drew Contreras was I'll give you one that he thought of, he brought up digital health. He's like,
yeah.
digital health and being able to provide access that is faster,
yeah.
cheaper, easier, more it shows value. You talk about the payment consortium is like, hey, we provide great care. Are there different ways we can do that? So for Drew, it was digital health and the application of technology.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, in terms of digital health, I would agree that it's a game changer.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, people are scared of digital health. A lot of clinicians are fearful. And, you know, what I always try and tell people is it's not digital health isn't going to replace any PT.
Sure.
It's the PT who's really engaged and involved in digital health that's going to replace the PT who's not involved in it. So it's not ever going to replace us. But it'll absolutely be an enhancer to what we already try and do.
Yeah, you could chop down a tree with an axe, or you could use a chainsaw.
Correct.
You could do both, but one you're going to have, you know, some blisters, and it's going to take a little longer. But the other one, you get some more wood for the fireplace.
Right.
What's something at CSM that you can't wait to see or experience, or that you already have? Some highlight from the.
Well, this is, you know, a little self-serving, but we have we just have so many great events happening here. But the our 50th anniversary tomorrow night is I couldn't be more excited about that.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been planning this for a long time. It's been a great group, and you've been part of that planning, I think it's going to be a once in a generation celebration.
Yeah. So. Orthopt.org to find out some more information about all the different benefits and the things that you get with membership. They say membership has its benefits, right?
That's
correct. That was the campaign back from the 80s.
Yeah.
We always do a parting shot, right? You've been on the show a bunch of times. What's something you want to leave with the audience, a soapbox statement, a mic drop moment? What would you want to leave with everybody?
You know, so my passion is about education and commitment to ongoing learning. And you know, the let's push the envelope with residency and fellowships, you know, and make the continuum, you know, more natural so that people graduate from PT school and go directly into residency in all specialty areas, not just orthopedics.
Sure.
And it's got to be, you know, similar to the medical model. You know, and we're at the same place that physicians were back in the 1920s, where the body of knowledge had just gotten to the point where, you know, the medical school wasn't enough to prepare people to go into those specialty areas.
Right.
And that's where we are today. And so we're going to have to do something to really progress this and move that continuum so that that's assuming that we're all on the same page and the goal is to provide the highest quality care possible to patients.
Yeah, love that. All right, Bob Rowe, I know you're a busy man. You're celebrating 50 years. Congratulations on that. And let's hear it for another 50 years.
Yep. Thank you so much.
All right, man.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.